previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's economic activity has bounced back strongly in the month of May after April's devastating floods in KZN. Bloomberg reports that the Banks of Africa Economic Transactions Index, which monitors interbank payments, has come in at 143.5 index points from a revised 137.6 in April. This suggests a robust recovery in the economy and takes it back to the size it was before the pandemic. The index correlates closely with the Reserve Bank's coincident indicator and GDP data. The ministerial task team has adopted an action plan aimed at resolving challenges in the road freight sector. This follows the three-day closure last week of the crucial N3 route between Durban and Johannesburg. The plan's largely about the recruitment of foreign truck drivers, but, says Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, truck drivers are not a scarce skill, and employers who are found to be on the wrong side of the law will face the consequences. The Road Freight Association has described the strike action as economic sabotage. Last evening, CEO Gavin Kelly issued a statement saying he agrees with and supports the new plan. The Equality Court has granted Iqbal Survey's Sekunjalo Group an interim interdict to keep its Nedbank bank accounts open. The banking group had earlier closed all accounts linked to Survey and Sekunjalo, citing potential reputational damage. Survey approached the court citing racism, saying that it was a black-owned company and had been unfairly discriminated against by Nedbank, which had not closed the accounts of apparently white-owned companies like Steinhoff, EOH and Tongaat Hewlett, all of which had also been accused of similar wrongdoing. The case will now go to a full hearing at the Equality Court. And Discovery Bank's moved its member benefits from the now defunct Kalula.com to SAA. This includes access to lounges, fast boarding and discounted flights. Given SAA's somewhat checkered past, let's hope it's not out of the frying pan into the fire. And global markets seem to have at least paused after last week's dramatic sell-offs. JSE All-Share Index at the bell last evening up 1.5%, the top 40 up 1.7%. London's FTSE also up 1.5%. No US yesterday, closed for the Juneteenth public holiday. Tokyo this morning up 2.2%, Hong Kong up 1.5%, Sydney up 1.6%. US dollar this morning at 105 to the euro, rand slightly firmer, 1599 to the dollar, 1684 to the euro, 1963 to sterling. Gold at 1840, platinum at 940, Bitcoin holding just above 20,500. Brent crude oil back up to just over $115 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.